Romans 2, the just judgment of God. Therefore you are without excuse, O man, whoever you are that judge, for wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you that judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those that practice such things. And do you think, O man, who judges those that practice such things, yet you do the same, that you shall escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But after your hardness and impenitent heart, you treasure up for yourself anger in the day of anger and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. To them that by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honour and incorruption, eternal life. But to them that are factious and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, anger and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that works evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honour and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no respect for persons with God. For as many as have sinned outside the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when Gentiles that do not have the law do by nature the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness therewith, and their thoughts one with another, accusing or else excusing them in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men according to my gospel by Jesus Christ. The hypocrisy of the Jews. But if you bear the name of a Jew and rely upon the law, and boast in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light to those that are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the law in the form of knowledge and of the truth. You therefore that teach another, don't you teach yourself? You that preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You that say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You that dread idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law actually dishonour God through your transgression of the law. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, even as it is written. For circumcision indeed profits if you be a doer of the law. But if you be a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcision keep the ordinance of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfil the law, judge you, who with the letter and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.